Arriving at the Untarred Road of Oriare, one needed not to be told that there was pandemonium in the area. The window of the one-story mansion belonging to the suspect, Nojim Anifowoshe, was broken with stones, while some youths in the community attempted to burn down the building. One of the leaders in the community, Alhaji Jafaru Oriare, explained that the suspect was the mogaji of the community.
I asked him what happened. He said he does not understand himself.
The grandmother of the two teenagers that were allegedly assaulted, Alajas Saramotu Ramoni, while calling for justice, maintained that the girls were not wayward.
2 days ago, I asked them to take my wares home. They said Baba Awurawo called them on their way that he wanted to help them.
The victims, in an interview, explained that the suspect made them to take an oath not to divulge the information to anyone before he performed the rites on them.
He made us swear that the secret would not be leaked. Being a mogaji, he brought out a new razor blade. He asked us to enter. He sat on the bed, held my hand, instructed me to remove my pint, inserted 2 fingers into my private part, and later gave me the razor blade to shave my pubic area.
The suspect, Mogaji Nojim Anifowoshe, said he was only trying to make special prayers for the teenagers.
The ritual using alligator pepper and pubic hair is to appease the elderly ones. I'm an Islamic cleric.
The suspect has, however, been taken to the office of the Nigerian Security and Civil Defense Corps for further interrogation. In Ibadan, Abisola Luremi reporting for Radio Nigeria.